There was a knock one morning. A man was standing at my door. He said, "Hello, I'm from Halliburton. Have you heard of us before? We'd like to lease your backyard to drill for natural gas. It's called hydraulic fracturing, and it is the very pass for a clean energy future above the Marcellus Stone. Plus, we'll give you lots of money and a new mobile phone." I said, "You are a corporate crook. I don't believe the things you tell, and you can drive right off my property and then go straight to hell. No fracking way. No fracking way. I don't trust corporate salesmen, whatever they may say. No fracking way. No fracking way. No fracking way." My neighbor was out of work, and things were looking grim. So when the fracking guy came knocking, he had better luck with him. The company said, "Don't worry, everything will just be fine. So just sign your name right here, sir, on this dotted line." Pretty soon the water was tasting pretty dire. One day I lit a match and the water caught on fire. I thought about a lawsuit, then stumbled upon the fact that fracking is exempted from the Clean Water Act. No fracking way. No fracking ways. This how democracy works here in the USA. No fracking way. No fracking way. No fracking way. As if the situation weren't sufficiently unattractive, we tested the water and found it was radioactive. Now my property is worthless and there's a tumor in my brain. Half of my neighbors are sick, the rest are just in pain. Maybe I should take the money, move off to live somewhere, but all the places I look at, they're fracking there. Our choices now are simple: lose that which we hold dear, or communicate the message in a way that's unstoppably clear. No fracking way. No fracking way. Tell these frackers to frack off, both tomorrow and today. No fracking way. 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 No fracking way.